This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot of reaction to Charles Barkley's appearance, as you might expect. If you missed the interview, you missed any interviews, you can always go to danpatrick.com. You can listen on the podcast. We'll bring back some of the things that Charles had to say. He has a deadline for the LIV Tour, the offer that he is hoping to receive by Thursday night, and he's hoping that he could still stay at TNT, and he hasn't heard from TNT. I can't imagine TNT is just going to let him go. He's so valuable, and I've said he's the most underrated or underpaid or undervalued or whatever you want to call the best analyst in his sport, in any sport. And the value that he has to TNT, but the value he could have the LIV Tour. He's already proving how much value he could have to the LIV Tour by the reaction. Now, if he does go there, and I've said this, it doesn't mean I'm going to go watch the LIV Tour. It still comes down to sort of a Harlem Globetrotters gimmicky type of golf tour. Hey, we're playing 3 days, we have teams, and we're playing music. Hey, kids, come out and watch. I can't imagine kids are going to go, man, I love to see Patrick Reed play in shorts and they have a team and there's music. Nobody cares. Now, the LIV Tour reportedly is going to go after the women's tour, the LPGA. They're not stopping here. And then you wonder, how far do they want to take this? How much money do you have that you want to spend for this? Do you want to start a football league in Europe, let's just say. Let's say you wanted to do an NFL Europe-type league. Money's no issue. This is how the USFL, the original USFL, came upon the scene. The USFL had some money, and they overpaid for some stars, but it helped them with Herschel Walker and Jim Kelly, Doug Flutie, and Steve Young. But you can't fly too close to the sun. And that's what they did. They were Icarus and eventually came back down to Earth. If they had shown more patience, then they might have waited out the NFL and maybe a couple of those franchises would have been absorbed by the NFL. But with the LIV Tour, they're not going to run out of money. They may run out of interest. And I think that's the curious part of this. But Charles saying that the LIV Tour is growing the game because your average golfer is 61 years of age. Okay. I don't think my children would be interested in the LIV Tour if you said, hey, they only play 54 holes. They play music. They have fun. What's it mean? The golf doesn't mean anything. And that's what we want. We want it to mean something. And maybe you're not interested in Tony Finau coming from behind to beat Scott Piercy at the 3M. I did. I watched, you know, the senior championship in, you know, Great Britain. I loved watching it. It meant something. Darren Clark wins. It meant something. It's real. It's happening right in front of you. But if you're saying a younger audience is going to watch this, I would be the first to say, all right, I'm in the minority. I'm shocked. Like if you're getting Zac Efron to caddy for somebody or Lizzo's going to play or like, I don't know. But there's no Cardi B. Hey, Cardi B, come on out. She's a 28 handicap. But
now on the tee, Zendaya.
But if Charles is broadcasting an event that doesn't mean anything, like I'll watch the match because it was kind of fun. And he complimented the fun part of it. But he admits this is about the money. Everything's about the money with this. That's all it is. It's about the money. Charles gets an offer he can't refuse, then he's probably going to take it. And he can talk about selective outrage. I talk about selective memory because we can talk about, you know, human rights with Saudi Arabia, what they did to the journalist Khashoggi. We could talk about China and their human rights record and violation. That doesn't impact us as much as 9/11 did. That's my selective outrage and memory. And it's not going to change. The Saudis were involved in this. 15 of the 18 involved were Saudis. That's all. So I don't care who it is and they say, oh, it's selective outrage. Okay, it is. But it's selective memory. And I think we've forgotten about this. That's my point with this. Charles wants to do it. Go do it. Can't turn down the money. And he said he's had 15 phone calls from prominent broadcasters who say, hey, we don't want to pull the trigger. You know, they're waiting for somebody else to do this. It's like when Phil Mickelson went to the LIV Tour. Everybody was like, okay, Phil went. We should be able to go right now. And then Dustin Johnson went. And then DeChambeau. And then Koepka. Patrick Reed. Okay. But after a while, you're collecting all these golfers. You're playing 3 days. You're playing groups, teams, shotgun start. At what point do you have too many golfers? And then what do you do? Then are you going to have tournaments? Because then the interest would be there. That's where I think they're missing out. Hey, we're having fun over here. Hey, shorts, cigars, cart girls, music, we're having fun. Great. I don't care. Yeah, Paul.
I'm a little surprised. It's a week and a day after the Open Championship. Cameron Smith won, and within hours there's rumors of him joining the LIV Tour. Yeah. And it's a week later. I wonder if he reconsidered when he saw the reaction or he's working on his deal. It's one of the two.
Well, he might be waiting until after the FedEx Cup. But the fact that he's Australian, Greg Norman's Australian, I wouldn't be surprised if, Cam joins the LIV Tour. But at this point, I don't know if anybody would surprise me except for Rory. Now, Tiger can't, but Rory, you know, Tiger is not going to be able to play, but Rory would surprise me. But everybody else, okay. And, you know, the money's incredible there. So For everybody who on social media is talking about my selective outrage, no, you're right. It's about 9/11. That's it. Guilty as charged. That's my selective outrage. Yeah, see.
Rory can't go now.
No.
I mean, that would be, he would be the worst one of them all. He, after his comments, there's no way he could go there.
And nobody had a better 6 weeks than Rory. I mean, he became the face of the PGA Tour, almost won the Open, and it's almost like you're tuning in because you want Rory to do well. Like, he almost gained another fan base here of Rory believes in the PGA Tour. Now, every league has issues. Every league can be tweaked. You know, there are things that PGA Tour is going to learn from LIV Tour, and maybe the prize money is better. Maybe they don't require you to play in as many events as you need to. But, tweaking this, but I just want to make sure the game grows. But the LIV Tour is not growing it. If anything, it's taking away, diminishing the PGA Tour. All right, off my soapbox there. Let's see. Brickyard Weekend, NBC and Peacock. The Brickyard Weekend, Saturday, IndyCar, Sunday, NASCAR, all from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Brickyard event on NBC and Peacock. All right. NFL camps will be open, all of them open by tomorrow. Still Jimmy Garoppolo waiting and probably going to wait. We talked to Peter King first hour. Peter said, if I'm the Niners, I just hold on to him. And he brought up Sam Bradford. When Sam Bradford was traded, got a first-round draft pick, Teddy Bridgewater got hurt, and so Sam Bradford became very, very valuable. And maybe that's the case with Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe somebody gets hurt in training camp, and maybe Jimmy Garoppolo becomes a little bit more valuable. So it was a great, great point by him. Kevin Durant, I guess. I don't know if it's a headline. It feels like it's a headline because there's nothing else to be in the headline. The other sports stories, it's Kevin Durant and the Celtics. Is there a possibility of a trade there? Woj had this, and he sort of downplayed it, but that's not going to stop everybody from running from it. You had Boston called the Nets. Now, that's the interesting part, that they called them and said, hey, what about? Now, if I'm the Nets, now I have the advantage. Because when they call you, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, so what do you want to give us? How about this and this and this and this? We need a little bit better. But thank you. And then you wait. And wait a couple more weeks and see. But the interesting part is the Celtics are the favorites. Not in the East, in the NBA, to win the championship next year. I love Kevin Durant. I wouldn't do anything. If you truly like that team and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get along with one another, I like Malcolm Brogdon. Gallinari, you brought him in as well. You got a good coach there. But unless they know that Jaylen Brown is not going to stay, then and he's got 2 years left, then maybe that would be something to factor in here. But KD maybe stays in Brooklyn. Maybe. All right. Let's see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to phone calls here. Dale in Kentucky leads us off. Final hour of the program. Good morning, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I've got a best and worst. My best is Hansel Emmanuel, the one-armed high school basketball player.
I think we got a bad connection there, Dale. And I apologize. I know you've been on hold for a long time. Jay in North Carolina. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dan. Do you think Kevin Durant should be embarrassed if he goes to another team that's eliminated and embarrassed him?
you say it like that, Jay, then probably so. Thank you for the phone call.
It's very dry.
Yeah. Do you think he should be embarrassed going to another team that eliminated him? Yeah, it's like in Oklahoma City decided. But see, I think he really wanted to get away from Russell Westbrook. It was just the timing of it is you should have beaten Golden State that year and you still wanted to get out from, Russell Westbrook-led offense. And now, you know, yeah, the Celtics beating the Nets, and now you may join the Celtics. Now, he hasn't asked to join the Celtics. I think that's – we have to also factor that in as well. He talked about Phoenix, and he talked about Miami. He didn't talk about Boston as, hey, I want to go there. Rich in California. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I just wanted to let into that 6'5", 3 1/4, right. Getting lighter every day.
I like it.
I just want to let you guys know I'm not mad at Durant, for I feel Kyrie – has to go to the West due to the fact that in the playoffs, no one's brought it up that I've heard, he can't play in Toronto. So,
oh, yeah, we brought that up. Yeah, we brought that up before. Yeah. And who knows what's going to be happening in Toronto by, you know, start NBA season, but not being vaccinated. Man, we discussed that. Gabe in San Antonio. Hi, Gabe. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? Quick best and worst. Ash. Kicking booty, you know, the hot start since the All-Star break. Seton, I took a bad spill on the skateboard this weekend. Should not be skateboarding. I'm 14 years old. My wife told me, and I'm all bruised up. Anyways, Dan, I was going to say, on the Live Tour, I just can't get into it, Dan. I don't know why. I when I have time to watch golf at home, I'd rather watch PGA. I'm not into the Live like I thought I would be. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Gabe. I don't know if there's anybody that makes you want to find it, where you go, God, I can't wait to watch. There's nobody there. And I'm being honest with it, you know, because I understand the product. But if you're saying, hey, would you go out of your way to watch Dustin Johnson or Bryson DeChambeau or Brooks Koepka? I wouldn't. Patrick Reed, I wouldn't. But Rory, I would. You know, Sergio, I wouldn't. Not now. I mean, they got a lot of guys who are on the back end. I mean, talk about, you know, playing the back nine. You know, a lot of these guys are on the 15th or 16th hole of their careers. I'm just not interested. But I would love for it to mean something. Like, I'm watching Patty Harrington and Darren Clark. Normally, I wouldn't care. But I cared because they were playing for a championship on the senior tour. That's all. It meant something. That's what we want. If something's attached to it, then we watch it. We care about it. We care about it because they care about it. It's so important there. There's drama there. It's real. Not if you would have said, hey, both these guys are going to get $4 million at the end of the round, I wouldn't have been interested. You know, I wanted to see them competing, and it meant something, and Darren Clark won it on the 18th hole. Yes, Marv.
Completely unrelated, forgive me. Jaylen Brown just tweeted out, SMH.
Shake my head.
That's right.
Okay. We did wonder what this is going to do to Jaylen Brown, where he's going to go, wait, I'm expendable? Wait, what did I do? Wasn't I your best player in the NBA Finals? Yeah, that's why we're trying to trade you for Kevin Durant. Why don't you trade Jason? Why are you trading me?
Well, no, Jaylen, you're worth more than him. That's why you're worth more than him. We couldn't get Kevin Durant for him, but for you, we can. So it's actually a compliment to you.
We will. Good luck trying to sell that. let's take a break here. More phone calls coming up. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend, and we'll return after this. It's there, Todd. You can hear it in my voice.
You sound very sexy and alert.
Energy.
Yes.
Energy. I don't know if I sound sexy.
I think you do.
Really?
Yeah, you underestimate. We're all used to it because we hear you every day. But
Well, manly.
Yeah, there's a sex appeal there. Mm. Don't be shy about it.
I am. I'm embarrassed by it.
You really shouldn't be. I'm comfortable enough in my masculinity to tell you that.
Now I got
to
stop taking M-Dry Boost and Burn.
That's up to you, but I think you should continue.
Your results may vary, but can actually help you get results. It's backed by science, M-Dry Boost and Burn, and you can try it. First 2 weeks, $5, free shipping, M-Dry Boost and Burn. Don't let age beat you. Sign up for a 2-week trial at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks helps you burn fat, boost energy, and support healthy testosterone. And who doesn't want that? This time of the year, too. So don't let age beat you. You get a 2-week trial at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks, $5, free shipping, mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Man, I was sorry to read about the Texans rookie wide receiver John Metchie diagnosed with leukemia. He was the wide receiver out of Alabama. They said it appears to be treatable. He had 96 catches at Alabama before he tore his ACL. So he tore his ACL in the SEC championship game and then came back and played a little bit. But the Texans traded up in the second round to get him. They traded up with the Cleveland Browns, but they said they hope that it's treatable. It's leukemia. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you. Best and worst.
All right, I got two baseball ones. Best is it was reported and confirmed by the team that Pete Rose will be on the field for festivities in Philly next month, celebrating the 1980 World Series championship team. A step closer to Cooperstown?
No.
Or hell no?
No, it's not happening.
Worst of the weekend, Mike Trout dealing with a rib injury that continues. He was supposed to be in the lineup today with the Angels, but he's going to be day-to-day. It could be a little while before he gets back on the field.
We've talked about this. And it's quiet, but it's there. And that is Shohei Ohtani's future. Talking to a baseball guy over the weekend, he said, it's the topic that nobody talks about, but it's there because they know, can you afford to have another $400 million salary with Mike Trout? Does he want to stay there? You're not going to play in the playoffs, but it's there. It's like Juan Soto. The Cardinals now came into the mix. The Braves might be in the mix. It's the Yankees, the Dodgers. There's like five teams for him. Shohei Ohtani, what's he going to be worth? And although he did pick the Angels to play, no, that was the team that he wanted to play for, at least that environment there. Does he still want to stay there? But that is a conversation or conversations that have happened. Seen O'Connor, best and worst.
Speaking of dudes about to make a gajillion dollars, my best of the weekend, Aaron Judge is just having about as good a season as you could have as somebody in a contract year. I mean...
He bet on himself.
Holy smokes.
Because you look at the deal he turned down, and you're like, of course he turned that down. And now, he may hit 60 home runs this year.
What would be more impressive to you if Aaron Judge got to 62 or Barry Bonds getting to 73?
Well... I have to go into the assumption that everybody's clean, right? Whereas before, I had to go in assuming everybody was dirty. And Bonds is to baseball what Lance Armstrong was to cycling. It felt like everybody was dirty. They were that much better than everybody.
So are you just assuming everybody's dirty, or can you not...
I'm going to
give anyone the benefit of the doubt.
I'm assuming they're clean now. I'm going to be naive because I just, I fell out of love with baseball because I was like, it feels like everybody's cheating here. So I'm going to be naive again. I'm going to go, well, everybody's clean.
So does that mean Aaron Judge getting to 62 is more impressive to you than Barry Bonds getting to 73?
I'll say yes. But you know what? When you go back and you analyze Bonds this year, like if everybody was cheat, if you said everybody gets to cheat, but you have to pitch to them, you can't walk them, Bonds would have probably hit 100 home runs. I mean, he hit 73 and they walked him 245 times. Yeah, Paulie.
In the year he hit 73, they walked him 177 times, which led baseball. Over the next 3 years, he was walked 198, 148, and listen to this. At age 39, he was walked 232 times. Age 39.
That's
by far the record.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Stop. Yeah. I'm rooting for Aaron Judge. I like watching him. I don't know if I want to pay him crazy money because it feels like he can be inconsistent. A guy who's that big, staying healthy, that swing. But, and I love when you bet on yourself. Did you do your worst, Seton?
I don't have a worst, but I do have an even more bester.
Oh, okay.
About 80,000 plus packing into Lambeau Field to watch Bayern Munich, Manchester City. Let's go. It's a big crowd.
Yeah.
Two awesome teams, but love to see it.
Marv, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Buck O'Neill getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. One of the great ambassadors of the game.
Posthumously. That's the problem. Buck was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. And the fact that, and we had him on late in his career, but as far as contributions to the game, he was the guy who would show up to give the speeches for the players we didn't get to see from the Negro Leagues, and he would be there giving testimonials. But if you get an opportunity, Google Buck O'Neill. He's just a wonderful person, beautiful person. And I loved you. You felt better every time you talk to him. What else, Mark?
Worst of the weekend, Trae Young and John Collins played in the Drew League on the same team, but they lost.
Oops.
And John Collins fouled out and got dunked on.
How do you foul out of the Drew League?
Anything's possible.
I'm going to guess LeBron couldn't have fouled out of the Drew League.
Look, he pushed somebody and they were like, I didn't see it.
Marv, or Paulie?
NASCAR, our guy Denny Hamlin won the big race, Pocono, 49th win, ties Tony Stewart. Something else happened after the race. I'm not sure the details, but somehow
he didn't tie.
Didn't win.
Tony Stewart.
Yeah, his team got busted, and Kyle Busch's team got busted. Mm. So went to the third place guy. Chase Elliott became the winner. First time that's happened since like the 60s in NASCAR. The first two teams failed a post-race inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And then my best and worst of the weekend is a young man named Armand Duplantis. If you haven't heard of him, he's a great pole vaulter. Watched all the great track and field at Hayward Field this weekend in Oregon, the World Championships. He's from Lafayette, Louisiana. He's been, at his age group, the best pole vaulter in the world since he's like 7 years old. He got the world record again. He set the world record three times in the past 3 years. And he's from Lafayette, Louisiana. Unfortunately, he competes for Sweden. We lost him to Sweden years ago.
How did we lose him?
Yeah, it's terrible. Wish we'd have been able to help out in this one. Dad's from America, from the South.
Mm.
Mom is from Sweden. He chose Sweden as his country of choice because he was bi-country-ish, whatever the phrase is. And we lost him at 15, and he would be an American hero, big story in track and field. But he's big in Sweden, even though he lives here.
By the way, our good buddy Tim Kurkjian going into the Hall of Fame as well. You talk about enthusiasm for the game. That Timmy will always find something positive to say about baseball. So congratulations to all of those who went into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it's incredible.
I'm in the same building as Rhubarb Baker, Patrick.
1903.
Yeah. Three fingers brown.
I mean, nobody's done this.
He is great on saying that nobody's done this since. But a joy. Like he's always fun to be around. All right, Charles Barkley was on last hour, and I asked him what it would take to leave TNT and go to the LIV Tour.
I know most of the numbers, just when I reported. I know, you know, somebody say Phil Mickelson got $200 million. I'm like, you take that money. Somebody said Dustin Johnson got $150 million, and Bryson and Brooks. I'm like, $150 million to play golf 15 times a year? I have no problem with those guys taking that money. And if they offer me something crazy, I'm going to take it too.
What's crazy?
Well, consider how much money I make now, it would take a really huge number for me to give up my life right now. I mean, I'm not going to give up my life for... I don't like talking about how much money I make.
Okay, so let's say you make $20 million total, endorsements and TNT.
That's fair.
That's fair. I might be a little high on that. Let's say.
Well, just for the record, you're not. Okay, let's get that out of the way.
Okay. All right, so I'm in the ballpark. Right.
Yeah. You. Number one. You sitting on the front row, brother.
Okay. All right. So let's say they come back and they go, we're gonna triple it.
Next time, if they triple it, and next time I'm on your show.
Yeah.
The first question better be, Charles, what are we celebrating at tonight? That should be your first question. That should be your first question if they triple what I'm making now. Your first question should be, hey, Charles, where's the party tonight?
I also asked Charles, sum up the last week for me.
Man, it's hard sitting back hearing everybody because I don't know anything, to be honest with you. I met with Greg. He asked me, was I interested? I said, of course I'm here. I wouldn't have had dinner with you if I wasn't interested. And I'm waiting for them to make me an offer, I guess. But that's all I know so far. But it's been very stressful on me.
What are you factoring in with your decision?
Well, man, I love TNT. I love Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq and everybody who works down there. But if those dudes do something crazy at me, I have to listen. I mean, listen, and I'm not going to get on here and say it's not about the money. Of course it's about the money. I think a bunch of the Live guys, they're so terrified to say it's about the money. It's all right to – everybody's taking a job for money.
And then I talked to him about you have dinner with Greg Norman, who's heading up the Live Tour. He doesn't present an offer to you, which I find mind-boggling. And then here we are, you know, 5 or 6 days later, and I ask him, does he have a deadline? What's the time frame? Did Greg Norman say when I'll get back to you?
Well, I'm going to get him a deadline.
What's that going to be?
The deadline's going to be Thursday.
Okay.
I'm planning a pro-am Thursday.
When you get ready to tee up, will you know what your future is with the Live Tour?
No, I don't think he's going to walk up to me. I don't even know if I'm playing morning or afternoon. But at some point, we're going to talk. Okay. I'm not going to keep TNT in limbo,
yeah,
to be honest with you. I don't think it's fair to them. And you said something interesting. They've gotten plenty of play out of me coming to play up there Thursday.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to be no show pony. But hey, y'all, I got y'all pub for a week. Don't be wasting my time. I'm not going to waste y'all time. But when I leave New Jersey Thursday night, when I leave the golf course, if I don't have an offer in hand, it's over.
So that's Charles Barkley from last hour. And we'll find out Thursday night, or maybe it's going to be Friday, that we hear what's going to happen with Charles Barkley. It's the first time I've heard him speechless when I said, you know, when we started talking money, that if they tripled the money. And then even when he was talking about how much he makes and then says he doesn't want to tell me, and I have a good idea what he makes, and it's only relevant to you get whatever you want. I couldn't care less what you make in this business. I've never, ever went, well, he gets that, so I should get this. That's not why I do this job. But if Charles, it's relevant because let's say he makes $20 million all in, what would it take for him to leave to go to the Live Tour? Would it take double? Would it take triple? And that's what I'm curious. And if I'm Charles, I'd be saying to Greg Norman, you know what? I'd like to renegotiate, even though we haven't negotiated, because I think I'm worth even more. Now, he doesn't want to say what the number is because he doesn't want to negotiate against himself. Because he might go, hey, if they give me $40 million a year, I'd be crazy not to do it. Well, the Live Tour might be going, we're prepared to give him $50 million. But do I think Charles is going to do it? I do. And look, not going to affect my friendship with him. I don't like it because I don't like what the Live Tour stands for with the Saudis and 9/11, as I've told you many times. I refuse to get past that. So when people say, you know, move past that, why? Why do I have to move past it? I live in the Northeast. I told you I had two brothers-in-law who were firefighters. They cleaned up bodies at 9/11. So no, I don't have selective outrage. And if you want to call it selective outrage, good. If you move past it, fine. I haven't. So Charles wants to do it. David Faraday wants to do it. Am I disappointed? I am. But that's just me. One person, my opinion. You may think differently. But this is my opinion, and I'm not going to lose that. Forget that. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow? Just had an issue with Todd's scoreboard. He always does this day in sports history. And, you know, Todd, why don't you recap what you said with the second part of your scoreboard?
The second part of the scoreboard had to do with Mr. Sweetness, Walter Payton. And basically, he was born, Walter Payton, on this date in 1954. He would have been 68 years old today. And I decided to, and you guys are making a thing about it, but it was actually, I said, a tribute to Paulie.
Yeah, but don't. Why didn't you just let Paulie have that?
I could have done that, but I just thought that that would be a special thing, and we can kind of do it twice, because that's how important Walter Payton was to Paulie. And what now you're taking it as I stole it from him.
Well, what was Paulie's reaction since you were doing the great thing?
He didn't love it. He didn't appreciate it. He didn't see it as a tribute. He saw it as a yet another this date in history.
You trolled Paulie over Walter Payton. You know about
it. I know. It was not meant to be some kind of stealing thing. I knew, obviously, he would have that, I'm sure, on his list of things, but why can't we hit it twice? It's Walter Payton. That's how special he is.
But did you say to him, Paulie, I know this is on your list.
We did not have that conversation.
Yeah, so why didn't you do that? Then it would be less stinging.
That's a fair
less
point.
Less trolling.
I don't have a good response to that.
Of course you don't. Because you just thought of yourself, not Paul.
Very selfish.
It really is one of the great, just all-time great troll jobs that Todd is doing, because he still continues to do it with the, well, I thought it would be nice.
Yeah.
I thought Paul would appreciate me taking his compliment.
But I have mixed in birthdays. It's not all about this date in history. I know I do a number of those, but sometimes things are happening on that day, and I've done some number one song on this date in history, so I'm trying to open things up a little bit so it's not redundant to what Paulie does at the end.
And you thought by taking Walter Payton's birthday would be the best way to not be redundant?
Walter Payton.
You're not making any sense. You're your own worst enemy. You mentioned Walter Payton, so it wouldn't be redundant if Paulie mentioned it.
I think for someone as special as Walter Payton, it's important to use to Paulie.
No,
two shout-outs, it seems more appropriate.
Paulie, this day in sports history.
July 25, 1954, Dan, Walter Payton was born in Columbia, Mississippi.
No way.
Went on to be the greatest athlete of all time and a running back for the Bears. Mm. And he would have been 68 years old.
Right.
Yeah. I'm okay, though.
Yeah. There's a couple of things you just don't mess with, Fritzy.
It really wasn't meant to be insensitive.
Yeah. But it was.
I think if it was meant to be, I might have hurt.
Yes, Mark.
This is a question for Paulie. Paulie, in all seriousness, what was your reaction when you found out Walter Payton died?
Oh, man.
What are you?
Marvin, go for the throat.
What's going on here?
We talk about dead dads, and now we're getting choked up about Walter Payton?
In all seriousness, I was working at CBS News at the time on the assignment desk over in CBS Radio News. And so when it broke, there have been rumors out there about it the past couple of days. We were working that day, and we had to work. And I'll tell you one thing, if you permit me. I mentioned to Jim Nance that we needed someone to come down and record an obit for it. And Jim Nance, the great Jim Nance at CBS, I sent him an email. I said, if you get time, he was rehearsing for his NFL show that weekend. And I sent Jim a note. I didn't even know if he got it. We were pretty busy, but they didn't have a prepared obit ready for Walter Payton because he was a young man, I think, 45 years old. The older people they have a prepared obit for. Mm-hmm. And so I suggested having Jim Nance voice it. I wrote it real quick. We had a little stuff. Jim Nance walked down after rehearsing for about 8 hours, came in the recording studio, recorded it, and on the way out, put his hand on my shoulder, goes, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And I've always loved Jim Nance for that because he took his time out of his day, and I thought it was very cool. So it was a tough day, but it was pretty nice that Jim Nance got to voice the obit.
Was that day tougher than today where you could have mentioned Walter Payton?
Similar pain. Yeah, similar pain, Dan.
Yeah. Well, nobody asked Todd how he felt when he heard Walter Payton died.
I was very upset too.
I mean,
thank you, Todd.
Maybe he took it really hard too.
I actually did. I remember highlights where they played that song. Nobody does it better, and they showed all of Walter Payton's highlights on an NFL film.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Sweetness.
I'm all choked up, and I'm slurring my speech.
How do you spell sweetness?
I'm not talking to any of you for minimum 2 hours. After
promise.
You didn't talk prior to.
All right,
Chris in Pittsburgh. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Great interview with the Chuckster. Definitely got a lot out of that interview, I thought. Great questions and really pulled a lot out of him that maybe he wasn't ready to say. But I also wanted to know if you or maybe himself did a disservice by tipping his hand on what he would be willing to basically make it a no-brainer to go to the LIV Tour, because I'm just thinking $60 million to them is –
Yeah, I don't know, Chris. I mean, my job's to ask the question. He doesn't have to answer it. Yes, Eden.
It'd be tough to for Charles Barkley to be like, damn it, only $60 million a year. I blew it.
Yeah. He didn't have to answer it. He would have said, I think you're a little light there, Dan. I want more than that.
You first row.
Yeah. Jed in New York. Hi, Jed. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. My wife and I have been watching the show, and great interview with Chuck, question for you. If these PGA Tour players were so upset with all the greed from the PGA Tour and moved over to LIV Golf, how come they didn't just do a stage of lockout or something like NFL players or the NBA do and try to make changes with the PGA Tour instead of just jumping ship? Thanks.
Well, because I don't think they care about making changes. These are all guys who aren't going to win again. Now, I thought Dustin Johnson, he was my pick for the British Open. Brooks Koepka's banged up. DeChambeau, who knows? That body's not going to hold up. But these guys took a payday, that's all. So I don't think they were like, boy, these conditions, nobody's going to listen to a professional golf player on the PGA Tour go, these conditions, We can't take them anymore. I mean, these aren't coal miners. So they just look at this and said, hey, I can make money and I'm not going to win. And so what? I can have fun. I mean, you won the lottery. Take it. Go. Good luck. Mike in Florida. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah, first time, long time, 6'1", 200. I'll just shorten this. I'll just give you my best. So there was a big UFC fight card over in London on Saturday afternoon. And a fighter, his name's Paddy Pimblett. He goes by the nickname Paddy the Batty. He won his fight. And then in the post-game fight interview, which those can get kind of off the walls because of all the adrenaline in the room and everything, but he dedicated his fight to his best one of his best friends who he had found out Friday morning had killed himself. And his post-fight speech was centered around men's health, basically just saying, we need to change the stigma around men's health that if you are feeling weight on your shoulders, you need to talk to someone. And he closed it out brilliantly by just saying, I would rather you cry on my shoulder on a Thursday afternoon than have to go to your funeral next week. It was so powerful, and it was totally unexpected from that setting and venue. And I think everyone should just go take a listen to
Awesome, Mike. Thank you. Paulie, you have information on this fighter?
Yeah, I saw the fight, and the guy afterwards, we'll get the audio for tomorrow. It was really good. A lot of people noticed it on social media.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the less stigmatized it is. Because, once again, growing up, you were considered crazy. If you had mental health issues, you were weak, you were crazy, you needed to be locked up. There were all kinds of things of how, so you had less people willing to come forward, and certainly men didn't want to come forward. And who knows what happened to, you know, those soldiers that came back from Vietnam or any of those wars. You know, you don't want to be weak. But you're not weak. You're strong if you ask for help. I mean, I wrestled with that. My wife said, you'll do yourself good, but you'll do so much better for other people. You'll help them. They at least have somebody they go, that person went through depression. I still go through it. But talk, that's the key. I can't stress that enough. And you're not weak. You're not. Fritzy did a good job staying on the Barkley situation. I know that you pestered Charles pretty good to get him to come on. So great job in staying with that topic. All right, final results poll question there. Seton O'Connor?
Dan, we got a bunch of them up here. one of them not approved by you.
Yeah?
If the Live Tour was to double your salary for 5 years, would you take it? Right now, 79% of the audience say yes.
Okay. And that's the honest answer for most of the people. I would not. I never reached out to Charles to have any interest in joining the Live Tour. Not that they would want me, but people have asked, well, you would take that money. You can put hypothetical and you can put real money. And you could, Greg Norman could do that tomorrow. And I would not do that. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Peter King believes the contract the Browns gave to Deshaun Watson an absolute abomination.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classic autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thank you again for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the support. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. I talked about the Donruss cards from Panini. They were going to sell out fast. You can still go to PaniniAmerica.net, see if they're still there. But these are the cards everybody's talking about. You're going to find the hottest rookies, bigger superstars, the all-time greats, the official products of the NFL, the NBA, the UFC, NASCAR, La Liga. See what's on sale now. Don't miss out on the newest NFT release. You pull the top fighters or a special NFT, that will send you for a VIP experience to UFC 278. Share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earn exclusive award cards, build a wish list for the items that you love. The NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. So go to PaniniAmerica.net, check out the Donruss cards, PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and the NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.